Let's go to the context. Let's go a little bit deeper into the market situation currently. Cécile, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. Thank you, Priscilla. Yes, first of all, in terms of a global overview of the French market, we can note that since 2015, the French market suffered a lot and the economy suffered a lot with some significant events like yellow jackets, like terrorist attack, like COVID, like urban violence, major strikes, so a lot of events. Each year we have something happens. But in spite of this, we are really happy to see that the French market is really resilient, strong and still attractive for the investors. For now, we have a CPI, meaning inflation rate, around 4%, which is below the European rate, mainly due to the financial support from the government we have in France. And also the unemployment rate is at 7.4% now, which is also low compared to what we had before before COVID.
Yeah.
So nevertheless, in spite of this, like in the other countries in Europe, the interest rates are really high in these days. So meaning that investors are quite passive.
Yeah.
And nothing happened in the market in terms of transaction.
Yeah.
So this is where we are. But we have the good news also with the coming of Olympic Games in 2024, which could be also a booster, at least for Paris and big cities in France that will welcome some events.
Yeah, that will be a big boost, I think. And we're lucky. Redefco is really looking at investing and redeveloping in bigger cities in Europe. We have some great projects here in Paris. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But if we look at the market context, how does Redefco work with that? So you said transactions is low, but we make good use of
This time. During this time where the market is really quiet, we are lucky at Redefco to have the opportunity to develop in France two main assets.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one in Boulevard Haussmann, where we are today.
This building,
this building. So
right across the Printemps and Lafayette.
Across the Printemps and Galerie Lafayette, which are really strong actors in the retail market.
Yeah.
So we are going to redevelop the retail part of this building. And we also have a building Rue de Rivoli.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is the entire building that we will redevelop just in front of La Samaritaine, which is also a big major actor of retail in France. So we have really high challenges to redevelop these two buildings in front of these big competitors.
These two wonderful buildings in terms of architecture, because it's very Haussmannian and very nice.
Very nice. But also you need to keep in mind that you don't want to disrupt this whole nice facade. And it's a bit of a challenge to redevelop.
Yeah, because there is some really urbanistic constraints that we have to take care.
Yeah.
It's a challenge also. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if we are talking about redevelopments, let's go to how we do that. So there are a few principles or rules. Yeah. You call them convictions, Cécile.
Yeah. I like to have this word of conviction because I think it is really strong.
Yeah, it's really what we believe.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's our beliefs. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So yes, in France, we used to work around these four convictions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is commitment.
Yeah.
The second one is mixed use. The third one is integration. And the last one is programmation.
Okay.
So to give you a bit more background.
Yeah.
What is it? So commitment is the commitment in terms of sustainability, because in Redefco, we are a leader of this topic in all our redevelopment. So we really want to be exemplar in terms of sustainability. So we have a high level of requirements like the BREEAM Excellent for all our redevelopments. We really take care about our footprint, carbon emission, and all of these topics are really taken into consideration.
And then
the second conviction is about mixed use.
Yeah.
And we have to be really careful when we use this mixed use word, because it's really easy to have a level of hotel, a level of residential, a level of retail. But what is really interesting for us is really to to try to make all these uses working together and bring them to others, and also to bring a lot of things to the community which is around the building.
Exactly. So,
does that mean, sorry to interrupt, so does that mean that the tenants that we seek, we involve them right at the beginning with how to create a better place?
Exactly. It's very important for us, because if you don't do that, they will open, everybody will be open, but doing is our life by themselves, and that's it. What we really need to motivate, it's everybody needs to talk each other. It's a social place, so when you are developing offices or when you are developing an escape game or restaurant, you have to see your neighbor and to speak with him, like in the real life.
Yeah.
So Redevco try to implement this new community relationship with between them. And in Lille, le 31, for example, at the beginning it was quite new. I'm not used to speak to my neighbor. Why do I have to speak to the hotel? I am a restaurant. I don't know why to do that. And in fact, now they are doing by themselves.
Yeah.
Very
so they,
well.
So they are connected. They
They understand that community is in a way to be stronger together
than alone. Stronger together than alone.
And there is the building, the urbanistic aspect that we developed in Lille, but it's not enough.
No.
We can speak also with the street. Rue de Béthune in Lille, for example, we create a real dynamic impact. The commercialization of the street increased a lot and developed a lot. So, yeah, it's urbanistic work.
Yeah.
Yes, and there was also two other convictions. The integration meaning that we really want to integrate all the partners from the beginning in all our projects, meaning the city representative, meaning all the administration representative also, but also all the neighborhood of our project, because it's important from the beginning to have them with us and to co-build things also with us. And as an example, we work a lot with the city of Paris, and we they gave us an idea to integrate an association in our building, Rue de Rivoli. So this would be a really good idea to have this association in our building. We think that it could be a reinsertion association, and the members could work for the uses of the building, meaning they can be a seller in the retail part or work at the hotel. Or so this is really a virtueux.
Yeah,
so this in English, but in the for all the project.
Yeah, and so it's really you are very busy talking to people in conversation with a lot of stakeholders to create this. So it's not like, okay, we do the planning. This is what we envision. Here it is, yes or no, and then we move on.
No.
It's really a co-creation process.
It's a permanent change, and the first road will for sure not be the last one.
No, okay, right.
And you cannot do this kind of big project by yourself.
No.
You need really to create link and to involve everybody at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a big assignment.
And the last part, the programmation. So this is the
The programmation.
The
okay, we have to stop Vanessa here because otherwise she will.
The programmation in terms of marketing and communication is very important because you create vibrant places, as you said.
Yeah.
Vibrant places is we are talking about emotion.
Yeah.
Right. It's not only building.
No.
For example, Rue de Rivoli. The name of the project is BPM, beat per minute.
Yeah.
And what does it mean? It's like all day long
the
you
rhythm,
have
the rhythm,
rhythm
of the building.
Of the vibration.
Yeah.
So you should create and develop emotion, retail experience for sure, but experience stuff on the top of every activities. You can play, you can live, you can sleep, you can shop, you can eat, but it is not enough. You need also to feel. So programmation will be, for example, on the rooftop, there will be a restaurant, Rue de Rivoli, but it's not enough. In the morning, we can organize some yoga class. On the retail park, oh, it's fantastic to shop, but it's not enough. What can we create? Maybe we can organize a fashion show
or something
somewhere in the hotel.
So additional activities to keep the whole building or the site alive.
Exactly.
That whole day long. Okay. Yeah. So it's different than a normal shopping street. Normally you open at 9, you close at 6 or whatever, and then it's done. But this is meant to be alive the whole 24 hours.
Exactly. 24 hours, I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, because the hotel will
Yes, we can dance in the night.